Very awesome. We're actually known as the best-kept secret in Iowa because no one knows where we are. We are north of Correctionville on L-36 and south of Marcus on L-36. You go about 8 miles either direction, you're going to see a big schoolhouse that's being tuck-pointed, a little dusty, a lot of repair, but that's where the festival is held, right there at that, on 6306 D Avenue, Washtenaw, Iowa.
All right. And Joel, I had an opportunity to visit the Grand Metal Heritage Festival just a couple of years back, and I have to say I was very surprised and amazed, and it was really a fun festival. So share with us about what's going on in the schedule for today.
Well, today we have two bands playing, two country western bands will be playing today. We have the Western Iowa Border Agents. We'll put on a shootout out here, a little demonstration of old-time cowboy type, anyhow. We also have our museum, which is a four-story museum that's full of antiques, unique antiques from all around northwest Iowa and also some from around the entire world. We do have a quilt show going on out here, pretty amazing work done by some ladies. It's beautiful to look at. We have a food, of course. We have the pork loin sandwich today. And tomorrow we have the brunch, which is scrambled eggs, ham, beef, pork, cheesy potatoes, macaroni salad, fruit salad, and, of course, the famous banana bread from Grand Metal.
Okay.
And there's entertainment both days, two country bands each day. A lot of entertainment, a lot of fun, a lot of things to see, a lot of working activities out here going on. The thrashing machine is down this year. Something we couldn't do. The sawmill will be running. We have a blacksmith out here working. There's a lot of activities for all. And for the kids' day today, we have a blow-up balloon. We even have a bucking bowl here, along with the balloon lady from Special ZK's from Holstein is going to be here doing bubbles and doing her little act. So we have a wide variety for all ages to come out and view.
All right. And, Joel, I remember a couple of years ago you had the antique car show there, or display of antique cars and classic cars. Is that going to be the case this year as well?
That car show happens on Sunday out here, yes. We have a good group that comes in from Sioux City. The Shriners bring a lot of their cars out here, some really interesting vehicles. We also have a big tractor show going on today, and I'm looking down the line here. There's some green. There's some red. There's a perfect green. That would be my Oliver, of course. And then there's a lot of other activities out here that are going on. A lot of other displays, antique wagons, anything to do with agriculture, we really have it.
Joel, is there an admission charge to the festival?
You know, that's a unique thing about Grand Meadow. No, we do not charge to get in. It's free to get in. We make our money on donations and also on the fabulous food that we serve out here.
All right. Joel, anything else that we want to mention about this year's Grand Metal Festival, Heritage Festival? How many years has it been going on?
This is our 45th annual festival that we've had here. The biggest event that we're having this year is the big consolidated school, the four-story brick school, is actually turning 101 years old this year. We didn't get to celebrate it last year, but we're working on it this year. We actually giving it the birthday gift. That's a new tuck party.
All right. Well, Joel, thanks very much. I've been visiting with Joel Volkert, who is the chairman of the Grand Metal Heritage Festival, and that's going on, as well as he said, kind of halfway between Marcus and Correctionville.